好，弟兄姊妹们、朋友们平安。感
Peace
谢
be with
主
you, brothers and sisters.
忘记还有一个声音。感谢主，让我们有机会一同聚集在主的面前。
We give thanks to God that we have this opportunity to gather here.
把我们的心向主敞开。
And we can open our hearts to Him.
我们有机会一同在主的面前来敬拜他。
We have this opportunity to worship Him together.
是他给我们的恩典。
Is a great grace from Him.
那今天的题目是主恩够用。
Today our title is His grace is sufficient.
我们讲到恩典，常常马上想到得救。
A lot of times when we talk about grace, we think about salvation.
的确，我们得救是主的恩典。
And yes, our salvation is grace from God.
以弗所书第二章第八节这样说。
In Ephesians 2:8, it says,
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，都是神所赐的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves; it is the gift of God.
可是恩典不仅仅是要让我们得救。
But grace is beyond salvation.
我们得救之后
，After we've been saved,
主继续不断的将恩典加给我们。
God kept showing His grace to us.
哥林多后书第九章第八节这样说。
In 2 Corinthians 9:8,
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们。
And God is able to bless you abundantly.
使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
So that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
保罗告诉我们，主的恩典是丰盛的。
Paul told us that God's grace is abundant.
要在得救的人身上不断的显出来。
And will kept revealing himself through those who he saved.
刚才我们所读的这段经文是保罗的经历。
What we've just read is an experience of Paul.
他为他身上的一根刺向主祷告。
He pleaded with God for a thorn in his life.
我们从这个经历中来看主的恩典是怎样显在保罗的身上。
And in his experience, we will be looking at how God showed His grace in Paul's life.
求主来帮助我们能从这里面有所领悟。
And we pray that God will help us to understand and get His message in this.
使我们能在未来的日子里更多经历主的恩典。
So we can experience more of His grace in the days to come.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。
Because all the great things and all the good blessings are from you, from above.
从众光之父那里降下来的。
From the Father of all the glories.
在他没有，并没有改变。
And for you never change.
也没有转动的影儿。
And you are always in control.
我们感谢你是如此的信实可靠。
We thank you that you are so faithful.
让我们的心可以有所依靠。
And we can rely our hearts on you.
无论这个世界如何的变换。
No matter how this world changes.
我们知道你住在我们的心里。
We know that you dwell in our hearts.
成为我们的力量。
And you are our strength.
主啊，我们此刻就来依靠你。
Lord, we are relying on you right now at this moment.
你真理的圣灵
May your spirit of truth
也必要带领我们
lead us
进入你的真理
into your words.
Thank you.
我们感谢你。
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我有点紧张哈。好，那这段短短的四节经文是讲述保罗的一个经历，啊，那在
，sorry, this very short verses was talking about Paul's experience.
那第七节这样说
，in verse 7 it says,
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高。
Or because of the surpassingly great revelations, and therefore in order to keep me from becoming conceited,
所以有一根刺加在我肉体上。
I was given a thorn in my flesh.
就是撒旦的差役要攻击我。
A messenger of Satan to torment.
免得我过于自高。
In order to keep me from becoming conceited.
保罗说这根刺是撒旦的差役。
And Paul said this thorn is a messenger of Satan.
这根刺是从撒旦那里来的。
It is from Satan.
撒旦用它来攻击保罗。
And Satan used it to attack Paul.
这根刺到底是什么？
And what is that thorn?
我查了一些书。
I read a few books.
发现有好多的答案。
And there are many possible answers.
有人说是保罗眼睛的问题。
Some says it's his sickness in his eyes.
有人说是偏头痛。
Some said it's a migraine.
有人说是感情上的一些诱惑。
Some says it's temptations in his relationships.
有人说是保罗服事上遭遇的困难。
And some say it's the difficulties in his work.
有人说是哥林多后书十一章所指的假使徒。
And some says it's the false apostles he mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
但是没有人有一个明确的答案。
But no one can be sure.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经既然没有明清楚的告诉我们，我们就承认我们不知道。
Brothers and sisters, since the Bible didn't tell us clearly, we should admit that we don't know.
生命记二十九章二十九节这样说。
In Deuteronomy 29:29.
隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God.
唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的。
But the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever.
好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
That we may follow all the words of this law.
对我们来说，这根刺就是一件隐秘的事。
To us, the thorn is a thing of secret.
那我们读圣经不只是为了满足我们自己的好奇心。
And we read the Bible not just to answer for our own curiosities.
这里我们应当关注的是什么呢？
Well, we should, so what should we focus on here?
这根刺是撒旦的差役。
This thorn is a messenger of Satan.
给保罗带来极大的痛苦。
And it brought Paul great sufferings.
撒旦有一种工作。
One work that Satan does,
要让人陷入痛苦
is to put people into pain.
有时候痛苦到一个地步
sometimes to an extent,
人开始怀疑神
to that people start to doubt God,
怀疑神的美善
and doubt if God is good.
保罗的痛苦大到一个地步，他无法承受。
Paul's suffering was so great that he couldn't take it.
接下来保罗说他三次求主把这根刺除去。
And after that, Paul said three times he pleaded with the Lord to take it away from him.
这让我们想到约伯。
This reminds us of Job.
撒旦在神的允许下去攻击约伯。
Satan attacked Job under God's permission.
约伯痛苦到一个地步。
And he was so painful to the extent.
他做什么呢？
What he did?
他咒诅自己的畜生。
He cursed his own birth.
撒旦的攻击是非常厉害的。
Satan's attacks are very severe.
他用苦难、用逼迫来攻击神的儿女。
And he attacks God's children with suffering and persecution.
这是撒旦一贯的做法。
That's what he does.
我们不要以为奇怪。
So let's don't think it's strange.
以为是遭遇了非常的事情。
Or it's anything uncommon.
但是当撒旦攻击保罗，让保罗痛苦的时候
，So when Satan attacked Paul and made him painful,
经文又同时告诉我们
，The scripture said at the same time,
这根刺有一个目的
，There is another purpose of this thorn,
是为了让保罗不要过于自高。
Is to keep him from being conceited.
自高是什么？
What is conceit?
骄傲。
It's That's pride.
撒旦用刺来攻击保罗，是为了让保罗不骄傲吗？
Is it Satan's purpose, by attacking thorn, attacking Paul with the thorn, to prevent Paul from being prideful?
当然不是。
Of course not.
其实撒旦最希望保罗来骄傲。
Actually, Satan wanted Paul to be prideful.
撒旦巴不得人骄傲。
That's all he wants.
人骄傲了就不会要神。
Because when people become prideful, they won't be needing God.
不会爱神。
And they won't be loving God.
约翰一书第二章十五到十六节，我们非常熟悉的经文。
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 16, we're very familiar with this verse.
就说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world or anything in the world.
人若爱世界，
If anyone loves the world,
爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Love for the Father is not in them.
因为凡世界上的事，
For everything in the world,
就像肉体的情欲，
The lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲，
The lust of the eyes,
并今生的骄傲，
And the pride of life,
都不是从父来的。
Comes not from the Father,
乃是从世界来的。
But from the world,
世界的背后是撒旦。
And Satan is behind this world.
撒旦自己骄傲。
He is prideful himself.
他是堕落的天使。
He is a fallen angel.
他想与神同等。
He wanted to be equal to God.
他巴不得人人都很骄傲。
And he wants everyone to be prideful.
人一骄傲，
because when people are prideful,
就与神远离，
they are separated from God.
撒旦就来把人吞吃，
and Satan can devour them.
骄傲不但影响我们爱神，
pride doesn't just prevent us from loving God,
还影响我们爱人。
It also prevents us from loving one another.
我刚信主的时候，
When I first came to believe in Christ,
看到一个姐妹，
I saw a sister.
她对团契的什么事情她都要评论一下。
And she had comments for every single thing in the fellowship.
这个事情应该怎样？
You should do this thing this way.
那件事情应该怎样怎样？
And that thing that way.
有时候她还说，
And sometimes she said,
她说我灵里有一个感动，你应该怎样？
I have this feeling in my spirit, and you should do, that you should do this.
我虽然那个时候懂得很少，
though I didn't know much at the time.
可是时间长了，我就觉得有点不对。
But after a while, I felt it's strange.
怎么主不亲自感动那个人，就一定要先来感动你呢？
Why didn't God move that person but you?
有一次我就忍不住了。
And one time I couldn't hold it anymore.
我对这个姐妹说，
And I told her,
我说姐妹你这样是骄傲。
Sister, you are being prideful.
我已经说话很不得体了哈。
I wasn't being very appropriate.
你知道她怎么回答我？
Do you know how she answered me?
你说我骄傲吗？
Are you saying I'm prideful?
主很久以前已经教训过我了。
God had told me that lesson a long time ago.
她觉得她自己已经没有骄傲了。
She thought she's not prideful anymore.
主已经教训过她了。
Because God had taught her the lesson a long time ago.
结果呢？
But then,
过了一段时间，
After a while,
她带着许多的不满离开了我们的团契。
With a lot of dissatisfaction, she left our fellowship.
不过经过好多年，
But after quite a few years,
她去读了神学院，
She joined a seminary.
主要使用的人，
Whoever God wants to use,
主自己会引导，会看顾。
He will look over them by himself.
我们实在都是有限的人。
We're indeed very limited.
那我有没有骄傲呢？
But then do I am I prideful?
有。
I have pride.
当我自己觉得在属灵上呢有点长进的时候
，Every time I feel I'm growing spiritually，
我会不知不觉的心里骄傲起来。
I will become prideful in my heart without even realizing it。
在心里想
，And I will think to myself，
最近我不错
，I'm doing well these days。
心里悄悄的想
，I keep it to myself，
以为没有人知道。
Thinking that no one else would know.
可是神知不知道？
But does God know?
接下来呢？
And soon after,
主的管教就来了。
God will come and discipline me.
实在，我们需要主的怜悯与帮助。
Truthfully, we need God's grace and help.
保持一颗谦卑的心。
So we can keep a humble heart.
所以骄傲是非常危险的。
Therefore, pride is very dangerous.
骄傲是属灵长进的大敌人。
It is a great enemy of spiritual growth.
骄傲也是不容易克服的。
And it's not easy to overcome.
谦卑才是主最希望我们有的品格。
Humility is the character that God wants us to have.
使保罗不自高不是撒旦的目的。
To prevent Paul from being prideful is not the purpose of Satan.
是主的旨意。
But God's will.
主却要使用撒旦的攻击使保罗谦卑。
God used the attacks from Satan to make Paul humble.
在保罗这根刺的苦难当中
In Paul's suffering from the thorn,
主仍然在掌权。
God was still in control.
主仍然有他美好的旨意。
God still has his perfect will.
这是主的恩典。
That's grace of God.
今天你在经历苦难吗？
Today, are you in your sufferings?
我不是说所有的苦难都是从撒旦而来。
I'm not saying that all sufferings are from Satan.
都是撒旦在攻击你。
I'm not saying that they are all attacks from Satan.
我要说的是
what I'm saying is,
即使是撒旦的攻击
even if you are under Satan's attacks,
主仍然在掌权。
God is still in control.
主仍然有恩典。
And he still has grace.
在你我的苦难当中
In the suffering of you and me,
主也一定会掌权。
God is in control.
主一定会赐下他的恩典。
And he will show us his grace.
我们要有这样的信心。
We need to have this faith.
去领受罗马书第八章第二十。
So we can partake from Romans 8:28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力。
And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him.
叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Who have been called according to his purpose.
这话是真实的。
This is true.
这一节经文
This verse
不但提醒我们主在掌权
Not only reminds us that God remains in control.
也提醒我们要爱神
But also that we need to love him.
接下来第八节说为这事我三次求过主叫这次离开我。
Following along the verse, we see in verse 8, it says, Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me.
在苦难中保罗没有埋怨主。
In his sufferings, Paul didn't blame God.
苦难使保罗到主的面前祷告。
Suffering brought Paul to, in front of God to pray to him.
这也是我们应有的态度。
This is the attitude that we should have.
在苦难的当中到主面前祈求。
Come to God and pray to him in our sufferings.
这也是主的恩典。
This is God's grace.
在苦难的当中借着祷告与主更加的亲近。
Coming closer to God, through prayer in our sufferings.
是其他时候我们所无法体验到的。
That we cannot get this experience in other situations.
有一首诗歌叫《耶稣恩友》。
There is a song, called "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
我们很熟悉的一首歌。
We should be pretty familiar with that.
这首诗歌的作者叫史克文。
The author of this song is Scriven.
他是爱尔兰人。
He is Irish.
他有过两个未婚妻。
He had two fiancés.
第一个未婚妻在他们结婚前不久 意外的就溺水了。
The first fiance drowned and died right after, right before their wedding.
当时他痛不欲生。
It broke his heart.
但主耶稣安慰他。
But his friend Jesus comforted him.
后来在25岁的时候。
And then when he was 25,
他还是很伤心。
He was still very sad.
他就离开爱尔兰去到加拿大。
So he moved from his homeland to Canada.
那过了几年，他又一次恋爱。
After a few years, he fell in love again.
可是，在筹备婚礼的时候
，But when he was preparing for his wedding,
他的未婚妻突然病故。
His fiance got sick and died.
从此
，After that,
他不再结婚了。
He lived a single life.
他将自己全部的生命
，He devoted his life,
财产
，his wealth,
光阴
，and his time,
奉献给主
，all to God,
让主引导他的前面
，let God lead his way forward.
唯有主才是他最亲密的朋友
，and only Jesus was his closest friend.
1855年的时候
，in 1855。
他从他痛苦忧伤的经验当中写下这一首诗歌。
From his pain and sadness, he wrote down this song.
而且是他一生唯一的一首诗歌。
And this is the only song that he wrote in his life.
这首歌提醒我们。
And this song reminds us.
要将你所有的事情带到主的面前。
To bring everything in front of God.
这是主赐给我们的恩典。
This is a grace from him.
我们什么时候祷告最迫切呢
？Why do we, when do we pray the most, urgently?
其实是在苦难当中的时候。
It is when we are suffering.
差不多十年前，我开车从纽约去来加州的时候。
About 10 years ago, when I was driving from New York to California,
我路过一座城。
I went past a town.
我礼拜晚上就去当地的华人教会聚会。
So I found a Chinese church on that Friday, and I joined their fellowship.
结果他们在开一个欢送会。
It happened to be a farewell party.
在欢送一位弟兄要离开那里。
For a brother who's leaving that place.
因为他找到一个新的工作。
Because he found a new job.
他分享自己失业一年多的经历。
And he shared his experience. Looking for a job for a year.
他说他来美国的头十八年。
He said that the first 18 years, when he came to the United States,
他差不多活动半径就在他家的18个 mile 之内。
He rarely leave 18 miles from where he lives.
现在的定义叫什么？宅男。
And maybe you think he's a like a homestay boy.According to our standards right now.
他过着舒适的生活。
He was living a comfortable life.
虽然他信主。
Though he was a believer.
但是他没有好好的追求主。
But he didn't really spend time with God.
可是失业使他重新审视一切。
However, losing his job made him reconsider everything.
重新看自己与主的关系。
And reconsider his relationship with the Lord.
他开始好好的读经祷告。
And he started to spend time to do Bible study and pray.
寻求主的面。
And to seek God's presence.
苦难拉近这位弟兄与主的距离。
His suffering brought him closer to God.
那在苦难的当中。
So in his sufferings.
保罗是怎样祷告的呢
？How did Paul pray?
普通人想到的
ordinary people pray
就是要尽快的脱离苦难
get out of the suffering as soon as possible
这是人之常情
That's what we all do
我没有听过人说
I've never heard someone say
让苦难来得更猛烈一些吧
May the suffering be greater and more severe
保罗也是这样
The same thing happened to Paul
他求主除去这根刺。
And he pleaded to the Lord to remove this thorn.
他想尽快地脱离痛苦。
He wanted to get away from the pain as soon as possible.
这好像一个人得了重病。
It's like when someone is greatly sick.
他巴不得病赶快好。
He would want his sickness to get away and get healed.
马上好。
As soon as possible.
主有没有这样的能力呢？
Does God have that kind of power?
把保罗的刺马上就除掉。
So he can remove the thorn immediately?
当然可以。
Of course he does.
神可以把红海分开。
He can divide the sea.
可以把瘫子让他马上站起来。
He can feel a paralyzed man.
可是这里主没有。
But here God didn't.
主为什么不做？
Why didn't God do it?
保罗是使徒。
Paul is an apostle.
保罗是一个属灵的人。
Paul is a spiritual man.
保罗爱主。
Paul loved God.
可是主却说。
But God says.
我的恩典够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
主赐给保罗一个应许。
God made Paul a promise.
也是要给一切经历苦难的人的一个应许。
And it's the same promise he made to everyone who suffer.
这是主给保罗恩典的第二个方面。
This is the second aspect of the grace.
在祷告中，主赐下应许。
In prayer, God gave us promises.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
朋友们
，and friends。
主是听祷告的主。
Our God is a God who listens to our prayers.
但是主回答我们。
But his answers
不一定是我们想要的。
May not be exactly what we want.
主没有按保罗所求的意思除去他的刺。
God didn't remove Paul's thorn according to his will.
却给他指出另外的一条路。
But God pointed out another way to face Paul's sufferings.
要保罗去经历主的恩典。
He wanted Paul to experience his grace.
经历主完全的能力。
And his perfect power.
那主的应许如何实现的呢？
So how is that promise realized?
这让我们看到主的恩典的第三个方面。
That leads us to the third aspect of God's grace.
就是主的能力要在人的顺服中来显出来。
Is that his power is made perfect in our submission.
主加上了一个条件。
God added one more condition.
主说他的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
He said his power is made perfect in weakness.
主是完全的。
God is perfect.
主的能力是完全的。
His power is perfect.
可是我们如果要经历他，
But for us to experience that,
我们要软弱。
We need to be weak.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
软弱。
Weak.
不是说保罗把以前他已经有的能力去掉。
It's not mean that Paul needs to remove the abilities he has.
变成一个无能的人。
And become a powerless person.
不是的。
It's not what that means.
主是在说。
God was saying,
保罗
Paul,
你要承认自己是软弱的。
You need to admit that you are weak.
你不要靠自己去面对这根刺。
Don't face the thorn by yourself.
你要让我来。
Let me do it.
软弱的反义词不是刚强。
The opposite of being weak is not being strong.
是刚硬。
But being stubborn.
我用一个比方来说。
I can use a parable here.
我们如果去学钢琴，好，我们成人了，然后去学钢琴。
If you go to learn piano as an adult,
一开始呢
，in the beginning,
那个手指呢都很怎么样，很僵硬，很刚硬。
Your fingers are stiff, they are stubborn.
你的头脑怎么样，指挥不了。
And your mind cannot establish control over them.
所以我在神学院的时候。钢琴老师就一直提醒我。
So when I was in the seminary, my piano teacher kept reminding me.
他说要慢。
Slow down.
要慢。
Slow down.
要放松。
Relax.
放松。
Relax.
软弱就是要放松。
To be weak is to relax.
但是不是什么力气都没有。
But not to not use power.
这就是软弱。
And that is being weak.
你看，刚硬是这样哈。
See, to be strong is like making a fist.
然后软弱是什么？
And to be weak is to relax and soften.
不是，是放松，还可以动。啊，脑子想它，这根手指动就这根手指动，是不是？
Relax so your mind can establish control over your fingers.
当我们承认自己软弱的时候
，When we admit that we're weak,
我们才能真正的顺服主。
We can then submit to God.
主才能真正的来掌管你。
So God can establish control over us.
主的能力才能真正的在你的身上显出来。
And God can show His power through us.
我们来看最后。
And let's see. Lastly,
在主的应许面前
，in God's promise，
保罗夸自己的软弱。
Paul boasted about his weaknesses.
保罗承认自己的软弱。
He admitted his weaknesses.
神迹就发生了。
And a miraculous thing happened.
基督的能力就显在保罗的身上。
The power of Christ showed through him.
是改变生命的能力。
It's his power of changing lives.
不是除去刺的能力。
Not to removing the thorns.
保罗被改变了。
Paul was changed.
他发现自己虽然还在面对软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫和困苦。
He realized that though he is still in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties.
但是他可以喜乐。
But he is joyful.
他可以刚强
And he was strong.
因为有主的恩典与能力与他同在
Because God's grace and God's power was with him.
这是让我们看见主给保罗恩典的第三个方面
So that's the third aspect of God's grace.
能够使保罗生命改变的恩典
That grace changed Paul's life.
这我要提的第二首圣诗神未曾应许的这个故事
And I want to mention a second song, the story of the song God has not promised.
作者傅安妮所经历的就是这样一个主恩典够他用的故事。
The author of the song, Annie Johnson Flynn, experienced the same story.
他的一生非常的坎坷。
She lived a difficult life.
三岁的时候，他的母亲过世。
Her mother passed away when she was three.
她被寄养了。
And she was living in a hosted family.
寄养的家庭虐待她。
And she was treated very badly by the host family.
被人发现以后才再一次被转送到另外一个家庭。
And she was adopted by another family after others discovered her.
就是这个 Flint 的家。
And that's the family of Mr. and Mrs. Flint.
然后他八岁的时候，他就信主。
She became a believer when she was eight.
九岁，他开始写诗。
And started writing hymns when she was nine.
后来他就会作曲，会演奏钢琴。
And then she learned to write music and play piano.
可是二十岁的时候
，But when she was 20,
他的养父母双双的过世。
Her foster parents died.
而且不久以后
And soon after,
她身上有关节炎开始了。
She started to develop arthritis.
没有人照顾她。
No one was taking care of her.
她也没办法教书。
And she couldn't teach anymore.
以后的四十年
In the 40 years after that,
她一直生活在苦难的当中。
He was living in this painful And suffering state.
他的肢体变形了。
Her limbs got out of shape.
他的手指关节都损毁了。
The joints in her fingers were destroyed.
所以他打字都很非常的困难。
It was very difficult for her to type down anything on the typewriter.
那她的基督徒朋友们
，and then her Christian friends
劝她
，encouraged her
去向主求医治
，to pray that God will heal her.
她也到主的面前，恳切的去祷告祈求
，and she came to God to pray consistently.
结果她得到的回答。
And then the response she got.
神可以医治她。
Is that God could heal her?
但是神对每一个人有不同的旨意。
But God has a different will for every for each person.
他说神要以我的软弱来荣耀他。
She said God want me to glorify Him with my weakness.
而且能够确信。神的恩典是够我用的。
And she's assured, and to be assured that God's grace is sufficient for me.
因此，她就顺服下来。
And therefore, she submitted to God.
后来，她写下这一首诗歌。
And then she wrote this song.
成为许多人的安慰与鼓励。
And brings comfort and help and encouragement to many.
我们刚才敬拜的时候。
When we were worshiping just now,
我们也唱了一首现代版的《主恩典够我用》。
We sang the modern version of God's grace is sufficient.
所以从古到今
therefore, from then until now,
保罗的经历
Paul's experience
成为许多人的经历
became the experience of many.
成为许多人的鼓励
and the encouragement of many.
我记得在神学院的时候
I remember in the seminary.
有一天我下了课
One day after the class,
我回到我的宿舍
I got back to my dorm.
我关起房间的门
I closed the door.
我跟主做了一个祷告
I prayed to God.
我说你如果让我一生不结婚。
I said, if it is your will that I will not marry in my entire life,
是为了我的好处。
And it's for my good.
是为了我的侍奉。
It's for my service to you.
我愿意。
I am willing.
我在那做完这个祷告的时候。
After I made this prayer,
我想起亚伯拉罕献以撒。
I remember how Abraham offered Isaac.
亚伯拉罕为什么能顺服
？Why was Abraham able to submit to God？
为什么神要亚伯拉罕顺服
？Why God asked Abraham to do that？
为什么神要保罗顺服
？Why did God ask Paul to be submissive？
是为了让我们今天的每一位。
Is so that each and every one of us here today,
看见主是完全的
be able to see that God is perfect.
看见主是有完全的能力
that He has perfect power.
我们可以将一切的荣耀归给主
and we can give Him all the glory.
这就是主的心意
and that's God's will.
主给每一个苦难当中的人的心意。
That's his will to everyone who suffers.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
朋友们
and friends,
有人说
some say,
苦难是化妆的祝福
suffering is blessing in disguise.
你看见没有
can't you see,
在保罗这根刺的苦难当中
in Paul's suffering of this thorn,
主有美好的旨意
God has a perfect will.
他在掌权。
He is in control.
苦难使我们与主更加的亲近。
Sufferings brings us even closer to God.
他听我们的祷告。
He listens to our prayers.
他赐下他的应许。
He gives us his promise.
当我们愿意顺服的时候。
When we are willing to submit to him.
我们经历主的恩典与能力。
We experience God's grace and his power.
我们生命将会被改变。
And our lives will be changed.
我们将会更像我们的主耶稣基督。
And we will be like him.
我们可以向世人去见证我们的主是完全的主。
And we will be able to testify to the world that our God is a perfect God.
主用我们。
God uses us.
要吸引万人来归向他。
To attract all nations to come to him.
让我们一同向主祷告。
Let us pray to him together.
使用我们。
Use us.
成为他恩典的承载者。
So we can convey his grace.
主的恩典够我们用。
His grace is sufficient for us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的恩主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
感谢你将美好的旨意成就在保罗的身上。
We thank you that you made your will perfect on Paul.
主啊，我们深信。
Lord, we believe.
你美好的旨意也必将成就在我们每一个人的身上。
Your will be made perfect on each and every one of us.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
领受你的话语。
So we can receive your words.
跟随你。
And follow you.
顺服你。
Submit to you.
荣耀你。
And glorify you.
愿你自己。
May you.
愿你自己的旨意成全。
May your will be done.
愿你在我们的身上得着你当得的荣耀。
May you be glorified in our lives.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.